Welcome, everybody, to episode 476 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches. No co-host at the moment. I'm waiting for Breakman to get here. Slagar's in chat. He says, probably as chatty as always. Eric the Great's on assignment this week, and Breakman should be joining us very shortly. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to RP Grinders, by the way, if you're listening on our archives. If you want to join the show live, every Friday, 7 Eastern time on YouTube and on Twitch. So two options there. I have both the chats open as always. So join us. Join people like Slagar or Bridget in chat. What's up, y'all? All right. I'm going to go ahead and get started with news. This might be a quick rundown of the news, but, you know, that's how we do. That's how we roll on the grinder. So, you know. And I'll be taking comments in chat, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, Slagar, you're pretty chatty, man. Like, I was going to tell you, you know, you might want to curb that chattiness just a little bit. You know, that's kind of, you know, it's kind of distracting the amount of times that you take away from the show with your comments, Slagar. So just to let you know. No, I'm kidding, man. Good to see you in chat, dude. You know, man, Slagar's been with the show for all 10 years, I believe. He's one of the old schools. All right, let's get started with the news. Starting with, I hope it's on the screen there. I haven't had a chance to look to see if the video is working. But from RPGsite.net, Root Double, Before Crime, After Days Extend Edition. Try to say that 10 times fast. Out for the Vita on March 8th. I don't know if we need to do any more than that. Looks pretty cool. It's from Sekai Project. It's Kickstarter was able to get some money for that, so there you go. Here we go. After making its way through the QA stages and passing Sony's approval, Sekai Project revealed the port of Root Double will be out on March 8th. Yes, the Vita is still alive and well in 2018. A Vita game. That's a rarity. Of course, the announcement is not without controversy. This only accounts for the North American version of the game for the PSN, which wasn't originally noted in the campaign. Apparently, the studio is still trying to find a solution for its European backers. So I'm guessing they're looking for like a big-time publisher to pick it up. I'm sure it'll get there. So we'll hope for the best on this. All right, let's move on to the next story. Let's see. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. It's Dragon's Crown Pro set to release in North America. I think we talked about it, but it's got a firm date here. Let me read what they have to say. After being leaked last month, Atlas USA has announced that Dragon Crowns Pro will release on PS4 in North America and Europe in spring 2018. So no exact date in both physical and digital formats. That's all I got to say about it. It is, Dragon's Crown is a work of fucking art. It's awesome, kind of, it looks like hand painted, cel shaded something. Like, it's just got a real cool, unique vibe. The gameplay is awesome. It's sort of in the vein of a beat 'em up RPG, side scrolling, I guess. I don't know. I really don't know how to explain it. I got the video up, on the screen, but it looks exciting. It's you know, it's got 4K visuals coming, which is the first for the game. You know, it's a shame that they're not going to be putting it out on the Xbox, but if you have a PS4, this is probably going to be a must get. It's got a soundtrack, nice visuals, as I mentioned, glorious presentation, all the bells and whistles. So I'm guessing you They fixed the saves, it looks like. There'll be online crossplay and cross save compatibility with PS3 and Vita versions, so that's huge. All the patches, features, Storyteller voice pack DLC. I think the Storyteller voice pack DLC was free from before anyways, but it's a nice little add-on. Four-player frenzy with the local fun local couch co-op and online multiplayer. So that's some nice little added touches to a otherwise great game. So make sure and pick that up for the PS4, or I believe Vita's got a version 2 and PS3. But the PS4 is going to have the nice pretty visuals and all the updated stuff. So moving on to another new property. This is from RPG site. Vampire arrives on PS4, Xbox One, and PC in June. So you got that to look forward to. Vampire looks really, really good. I don't have it playing on the screen right now. I think this is just a vignette of in-game footage, but it's not gameplay. I did get a chance to see some gameplay for Vampire, and it is pretty spectacular from what I've seen. Kind of like probably a more commercial version of Bloodborne, I would say, but it's looking, I don't know, it's got a little bit different gameplay. You know, you can teleport and some other stuff. It looks really good, so I'm looking forward to this one. Can't wait to get it. I like vampires. I like, you know, all the monster types. This one looks pretty interesting. Got a decent story. So if you want to learn more about Vampire, look it up on their website. I believe the developer is Don't Nod. So if you look at their website, you will find a plethora of information on Vampire. All right, some more information from RPGsite.net. The Surge 2 announced for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. So this is pretty big. I didn't play Surge 1, but I heard it was really good, albeit maybe a tad difficult. So that's pretty exciting. So it'll come sometime in 2019. So I hate when they do stories a year in advance, because you really never... you know, you never really have anything solid, but it's something to look forward to. Like I said, the first one was pretty well received. Maybe not commercially so, but the reviews were pretty good. Slagar says, whoa, first time in here with the visual stuff. He likes it. I'm glad you like it, Slagar. Yeah, I'm trying to ratchet up the visuals. I'm learning. You know, I know it's taken me a long time to even put my show on YouTube, but you know, we got visuals, we got audio, we got all the stuff. I need to avoid the fucking copyright claims that I've been getting left and right, but other than that, we're good to go. All right, next story comes to us also from RPGsite.net, courtesy of Eric RPG, who's on assignment. Smoke and Sacrifice, the hand-drawn survival RPG. So this is kind of interesting. This is something that Breakman might be playing pretty well. Curve Digital, an independent developer, Solar Sail Games, a studio that includes the creative director of the Battalion War series from Nintendo, today announced a new hand-drawn survivor RPG called Smoke and Sacrifice. And boy, does it look pretty. Here are some of the details. Players assume the role of Sachi, a young mother on a quest to discover the fate of her child. Game takes place in a darkly fantastical world where grotesque plant life and animals roam and harsh societal customs rule. Taking cues from modern survival classics, Smoke and Sacrifices evolves the genre with a deeply personal story and complex ecosystem. You know, that's something to talk about with RPGs. I think this is the appeal mostly of RPGs, is learning battle systems and story. I mean, that's RPGs in a nutshell. So it's nice to see that somebody's taking the time. And I'm looking at the video. I looked at it before we got on, or before I got on the air, and it's pretty. There's no question. It's a pretty game. So hopefully the gameplay will add up. It's got like kind of a cel-shaded kind of look, I guess. More of a comparison is like hand-drawn. That's what they said in the article, right? Hand-drawn. And that's kind of like Dragon's Crown 2, more hand-drawn than cel-shaded. Depicted in, players can alter the behavior of plant and animal life, but this may also limit the resources Sachi has to create or to craft items from. Deadly Smoke also poses a unique challenge throughout the game, altering enemy as well as player behavior. So that's kind of cool. And, just finished the video again. Looks really good. Hoping for good stuff sometime in 2018. So there you go. Look forward to that. This is also something to look forward to, guys and gals. Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire will come to the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. I almost bought Pillars of Eternity and the expansion packs for $20. I think I missed an opportunity on that. I might have to pick that up with some GameStop credit that I got. As we approach Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire's April release, one thing that was never cleared up to this point was whether the game would see a console release. The original Pillars of Eternity didn't see a console release for over a year past the game's initial launch. It was a different studio around the port that time, but we thought it was pretty well done. Luckily, fans won't have to wait quite as long to play Deadfire in the PS4 or Xbox One or even their Nintendo Switch. Game Informer is reporting that Deadfire will be coming to all three consoles during the holiday period of 2018. Port is being handled by Brazilian development studio Red Cerebrus. This is in addition to THQ Nordic handling the physical edition for the PC version of the game. It will release for April 3rd for PC, Mac, and Linux. And we will get an update as it comes, it says, from RPG site. So that's some good news. I heard nothing but good things of Pillars of Eternity. Like I said, I almost picked it up, but I don't think I had quite enough money to pick it up. But I think this is going to be a game that I'll eventually get. Anything RPG related, I usually pick up on. It's like a Diablo-like game, and I like it. So there you go. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Hyperdimension Neptunia Rebirth 1++ announced for PS4 in Japan. So not much news about when it's coming here, but let's see. It was preview released in the West on the PS Vita in 2014, so that must mean that we will get some type of port here. So it's a remake of Hyperdimension Neptunia using a revamped battle system that originally appeared in Hyperdimension Neptunia Victory. So people in Japan, what? There you go. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Death End Request gets delayed to April 12th in Japan. That's, let's see, March to April 12th. So that's about a month and a half of delay. I didn't wonder what they're up to with that. That seems a little fishy to me. Although they didn't specify a detailed reason why the game gets delayed, they're offering swimsuit costumes as free DLC. okay. So we get free booby shots, I guess, with the DLC. It's being released exclusively for the PS4 in Japan. As of this news, English localization has not been announced. You can watch the opening movie of the game right now. So there you go. If you're interested in Death End Request, you're going to have to wait just a little longer. Next story, also from RPG site. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild becomes the second best-selling entry in the series. This is interesting. The first one being Twilight Princess, I believe. But let's read the story here. Nintendo is revealed through their recent financial report for the third quarter of their fiscal year that Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild has established itself as the second best-selling Zelda title in the series. From the report, we can see that the Nintendo Switch sold 6.7 million units globally, while the Wii U version was reportedly previously reported to have passed 1.08 million units. Math would show this adds up to about 7.7 8 million units total. This puts it right behind The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, which boasts an impressive 9 million units in its lifetime. Considering that game was released on both Nintendo GameCube and Nintendo Wii, it's a pretty fascinating contextual comparison. Time will tell whether Breath of the Wild will be able to ascend to the throne, but it should be noted that the sales for every entry include its ports, like the 3DS version of Ocarina of Time, Twilight Princess HD for the Wii U. It's very likely we'll see the same happen to both Breath of the Wild on future platforms. You can check out the breakdown series on the chart below, and yes, indeed, it is Twilight Princess that has sold the most, but Breath of the Wild is not far, and I expect it should pass the 9 million mark when it's all said and done. So, you know, that's interesting. I can't wait to get a copy of it. I'm eventually going to get a I'm going to get a Switch, and I'm going to definitely play Breath of the Wild. I've been hearing nothing but great things about it, so there you go. Let's see. Bridget says, "You know, you're even cuter in person." Goddamn right I am. You're damn right. You know, I'm glad you're letting the masses finally know what I knew all along. So, there you go. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Little Tail Bronx series returns with Fugu on the battlefield. During CyberConnect 2's press event this week celebrating 20th anniversary as a development studio, they announced three original titles currently in the works. One of them happens to be the last entry in the Little Tail Bronx series, which includes Tail Concerto and Sola Turobo. There you go. It's a dramatic strategy RPG that also features roguelike and shooting elements. 11 anthropomorphic children have survived an attack in their village by the evil Burman Empire, but their parents have been captured during the incident. They set out to rescue their loved ones with the help of a giant, mysterious tank called the Terranus that wields extraordinary power. However, the only way to use this ultimate weapon, the Soul Cannon, is through a person's sacrifice. Fugu on the battlefield, scheduled for a worldwide release on the PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. No release window was shared, as it's currently only in the planning stages. So basically, a non-story. So, and it looks like a game about, looks like furries. So there you go. All right, next story comes to us from Silicon Era. Let's see. Bridget says, well, it's just really true. I know. Shit, I told you. You know, you keep spreading the word like that. All right. Galgun 2 refused rating in Germany. This comes to us from Silicon Era. Galgun 2 has been refused a rating in Germany, Western publisher P-Cube announced yesterday. Effectively, this means that the game cannot be sold anywhere within the country, although importing the game is allowed. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Here's a P-Cube statement on the matter. "Today we have received word that Galgun 2 has been refused classification in Germany. We will always try to get games through classification regardless of the possibility of being denied, as we feel that everyone should have the right and the access to play the games they want to play. It's our opinion that disliking the content in a piece of entertainment or art and voicing that dislike is totally fine and even encouraged, but denying that work the right to exist in a market based on personal opinions and prejudice is something we strongly disagree with. Unfortunately, our appeal against the decision has been unsuccessful. Given that Galgun Double Peace did receive classification in Germany, we're doubly disappointed that we cannot bring the highly anticipated title to our fans in Germany. However, we'll have to accept and respect the decision of the USK. In Galgun 2, similar to the first game, players need to shoot pheromones at girls who suddenly start swarming them. The game also has a new, quote, demon sweeper, unquote, vacuum to suck up demons afterwards, which also might accidentally suck up girls' clothes. Players can also bond with several heroines in the game with CG events. It releases in Japan March 15, 2018 for the PS4, Nintendo Switch, and in the West, outside of Germany, in spring of this year. So they're uncool with vacuum sucking clothes off of women, I guess. So that's the reason that they refuse classification. I don't like, I agree with this statement full-heartedly from P-Cube. I really disagree with censorship. I think just because something is maybe in bad taste doesn't mean that people shouldn't have the right to judge for themselves. We've talked about it on Grindr several times before, and it's just sad that a game was refused classification in Germany. But the Germans are weird about things. The Australians are weird about this type of thing. So, you know, it's not very surprising. All right. All right. Let's see if this is surprising. Come to us from Silicon Era. The Good Life by Swery to relaunch its crowdfunding campaign on March 26th with Kickstarter. Hidetaka Swerio's project, The Good Life, previously had a crowdfunding campaign at Fig that got 45% of its goal of $1.5 million back in October of 2017. With only $682,000 from 3,478 backers, it wasn't enough for the green light, for it to be greenlit. It was back to the drawing board for the crew. So, after a temporary setback, Swery's company White Owls, along with G Rounding, quote, exhaustively analyzed and re-examined the campaign and initial plan and made many critical adjustments. The company has announced that it will relaunch the campaign, but this time on Kickstarter, and it'll start March 26, 2018. So there's a bunch of messages from them to the fans. So if you want to get this created, it's out on Kickstarter in March. So it's in development for the PS4 and PC, but we may see some changes when the crowdfunding campaign relaunches. You can also read more from Swery and Silicon Era's interview. So there you go. Looks interesting, at least from the few screenshots that I have seen. Not much information about the game, but, you know, if you want another RPG to come out, another Japanese RPG, please support that game. And hopefully they'll get it to us sooner than later. All right, final story tonight comes to us from Silicon Era. Owlboy physical copies coming May 29th, 2018. So finally they get a date. People will be able to pick it up for the Switch or the PS4 in stores in North America and Europe. Why no Xbox love? That's weird. D-Pad Studio worked on Owlboy from 2007 until its PC release in 2016. Its story follows a young Owlboy named Otis, Otis the Owl. That's cool. Who heads off to fight and defeat the pirates attacking his village. He's joined by a number of allies who will each have their own skills and can be swapped as needed. Excuse me. Owlboy will be available on Nintendo Switch on February 13th, as I said before, and on PlayStation 4 same day. It'll also come to the Xbox One. So that's cool. I just saw that just now. So that's awesome. So we'll have versions on all platforms, all the big platforms. Let's see. Any soundtrack for this? There was no soundtrack or extra bonuses, but hey, you know, maybe they'll come out with a limited edition, but I did not see that at all. So, I don't know is the answer to the question. Thanks for asking, man. I'm doing a one man show for right now, so it's going to be hard for me to go back and forth between, chat, but, I am doing my best. So that's the news, guys. Lots of good stuff this week. Owlboy looks pretty good. I saw some good video on that, or screenshots actually. All right. No homie discounts this week. I know they had Mystic Bell for $750 on the Xbox. I don't know if they still have that sale going on, but it's a fun little easy platformer, puzzle platformer type, about a witch who gets into a little bit of trouble. So maybe if you want an old school feel side scroller, that'd be pretty good choice. So that's about all I can remember from the Xbox. Twitter questions and comments. Breakman's not here, so we'll go on to what I've been playing. I played a little bit of Marble Puzzle Quest, of course, a little more Cuphead. I had to start Cuphead over. The difficulty curve on Cuphead is extreme. Like, it's quite possibly the hardest platformer I've played. I didn't play a lot of the Ninja Gaiden stuff like that, but this one is pretty difficult. And I was playing on simple mode, but I found out about a quarter of ways into the game that if you play simple mode, you don't get the real ending. So I had to ratchet up the difficulty even more than what it was. So I'm working on that, about 10-15% done. I'm hoping to have that done within the next 2-3 weeks. Witcher 3, I played a little more of that, and it's every bit as good as I can imagine on a 4K TV running HDR. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful game. The gameplay is awesome. It's got plenty to do, plenty to learn. So it's a game that's right up my alley. It's a complete opposite of difficulty from that to a game like Mystic Bell. So there you go. Looks like Eric, I don't know if this is what he played last week, but he played Tiny Metal, if anybody's interested, Radiant Historia, Perfect Chronology, and Chaos Child. So I think that's what he's been playing. All right, let's move on to a review. This week I do have a review. I have the opportunity to see the new Hatchet movie. It's not Hatchet 4. It's called Victor Crowley. And I got to say, I was pretty impressed. Lots of good kills. Lots of, lots of gore. Over-the-top gore, as we've been accustomed to on the Hatchet series. It's got a nice, nifty little end stinger at the end, so you want to stick around in the credits. But it's... it's a really good movie. I liked it. Not quite as much as 3. I think 3 is kind of the pinnacle of it. But if you like good kills, if you're a fan of Kane Hodder, which I am, I like Kane Hodder and almost anything he does. He's not the greatest actor in the world, but fuck, it's Jason. You know, I mean, I can't look at him without thinking Jason or Crowley. You know, so. Good movie. I'm going to give it a solid 8 out of 10. Good fun. Lots of good jokes. Lots of good stuff. So I really like it. Trying to set up my new Xbox. And, of course, it says it's having issues on their side. Yeah, I noticed that, Slagar. I was on Xbox earlier, and they were having some issues. So did you get the Xbox X, Slagar, or did you get just an S? Because throw me on your friends list, Slagar. I have very few friends on there. I don't know who owns Xboxes and PlayStation and stuff like that, but at the moment, all I have is Xbox X. So there you go. All right. We'll move on. We might even get through this show solo without anybody if Breakman doesn't show up here real soon. Stinkles of the week. I've had back pain like forever. You guys know that have been listening to this show for years. I've been suffering from a lot of back pain, so I've got that. And I don't think the weather helps. It's kind of gloomy today, so that always adds to my back pain. But real quickly, I want to talk about stupid people. I know it sounds like I'm on a high horse, but let me explain. I guess stupid isn't the word, but slow is the word. See, Slagar says, nah, just the S. Someone won it and sold it for $150. Couldn't pass on it. Hey, man, the S still plays 4K stuff. So you got a good system, man. So, and for $150, brand new? Shit. Or newer? That's not a bad deal at all, man. See, I won a gift certificate for $500, and I just went out and got the X, because why not, you know? Got a newer TV, newer 4K TV, and why not treat myself for a change? So, you know, that's a good deal, man. Put me on your friends list, like, R, for sure. All right, slow people. I was eating lunch with Bridget at, I think it was McDonald's, but, like, I think that people have gotten really dumber as the years have gone on. Oh, look, Freak 5 is in the Twitch chat. What's up, Freak 5? Yeah, Break should be here real soon. Looks like you've been playing Friday the 13th, Rhyme and Knack. Speaking of Friday the 13th, Freak 5, I was watching some video online, like, and they've been doing some good updates to that game. Mug's been playing the harmonica. I'm not solo. I'm expecting Break to be here any time soon. Let's see. He also says Frank has had back pain since the dinosaurs were extinct. That's true. That's true, Freak 5. That's totally true. No, stupid people, man. Like, I think people are getting dumber and dumber as the years goes on. The older people are getting like, I don't know, dementia or Alzheimer's or something. And the younger people just don't understand anything when it comes to customer service. Like, we were standing in line at, McDonald's, and this, lady starts taking the order, and it was like watching a have you guys ever seen Zootopia? The sloth in Zootopia, how he's like trying to tell or listen to a joke, and he's like moving so slow like a sloth. That's what we were dealing with, and it was just weird. Like, I'm like, damn, man, how can you even survive like that? Like, crossing the street would be would be really, really hard thing to do for a person like that, literally, like walking across the street. Sweetos this week. Sweetos are, this week is pretty interesting for me. Bridget's in town. She finally made it from Phoenix. So, you know, I'm excited. She's here and, she's cool. She's cool. I hope you guys, love Bridget as much as I do. She's cool. Freak 5 says Stinko moving heavy ass furniture. That right there. That is something I don't miss, is moving furniture, Freak 5. Like, I cannot stand, like, you know, just huge-ass big furniture. Even to buy, like, I got a, excuse me, I got a TV stand from, I think it was Amazon or Walmart, whatever. But moving shit around, like big, heavy stuff, even in box form, is, ugh, it sucks, man. I hear what you're going through there. But what are you moving your furniture for, man? Like, a new house or what? So he says his sweeto is he bought a new dolly to help move that heavy shit. New couch and table are in the house. So you just bought some new furniture, I see. All right, that's cool, man. That's really cool. Let's see. Let's go back to the YouTube chat. Let's see. It says, Bridget says, you got a new TV, Xbox. Oh, don't forget, a really cute girlfriend. I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. let's see. What else? Freak 5 says, also Stinko, to the chairs for the dining room. We're in the box, broken. Yeah, that's definite Stinko, man. Did you get it delivered or you just moved it yourself, man? That, you know, you probably saved the delivery charge. I don't like moving heavy shit like that, man. It sucks. So, all right, free for all. Since Break isn't here, this might be a super short show, guys. Like, I've rocked it. My voice is kind of cracking already. My throat's been hurting pretty bad. But let's see. Free for all, last week we talked about things that you don't like in video games. And I'm not talking like major, excuse me. I'm not talking major things that like upset most gamers, but maybe like minor things that kind of bother you about video games that nobody else complains about. And I started talking about like falling, and it's weird because I could like purposely fall off of a building or a mountain, let's say something like Witcher or, you know, Skyrim, something like that. Or even like Spider-Man falling off a building and not, you know, doing anything about it. But, if you do shit like that on purpose, I don't have a problem. But if I happen to accidentally, like, slip and fall off a building, like GTA style or, you know, Skyrim or Witcher or anything like that, like, it kind of, like drops my stomach. It's a weird feeling. Break and I discussed it last week. It was really, really weird. Not delivered. Freak 5 says picked it up from Costco. Ah, okay. Rented a U-Haul, had it delivered. I still have the fucking china cabinet in the basement waiting for my brother-in-law to make it over here to help and for the snow to melt. Oh, is it snowing over there? It snowed a tiny bit here, break, or freak. So I don't know. Is there anybody else that has something in video games that kind of bothers them a little bit, anything like that? If not, you know, we're going to move on to talk about some good, fun summer movies to watch. I don't know what you guys are looking forward to, but I know I'm looking forward to Black Panther coming out next week, Infinity War. Is there anything else that I should be looking at watching this summer, possibly? Do you guys have any recommendations? What do you guys think about the summer 2018 movies that are coming out? Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll run down a list of movies that are coming out in summer and see if you guys are interested in any of them. But I know the two that I'm really looking forward to are definitely Black Panther, which is not summer, but it's coming out next week. You guys looking forward to Avengers Infinity War? Because that's my number one movie for the year. That's the one I've been waiting for years to come out. What about The Incredibles 2? You guys excited for The Incredibles 2? I think that'd be an exciting movie. Deadpool 2? What do you guys think of Deadpool 2? Let's see, not deliver anything much. I don't like maybe minor things like when the story ignores game mechanics. Yeah, that happens quite a bit, Freak 5. It's something that's kind of minor, but still kind of irks you. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I was going for. you guys excited for Deadpool 2? That's another one I am definitely looking forward to. I was kind of iffy at first. I saw the first little kind of teaser, and then they did kind of an expanded trailer, and I'm in on Deadpool 2. I really enjoyed Deadpool 1, so looking forward to that for sure. Mission Impossible Fallout. Are you guys looking forward to that? I liked Rogue Nation okay, but I think it's kind of getting long in the tooth with Mission Impossible. I don't know how much longer Tom Cruise's star is going to shine. You know what I'm saying? I think he's getting up there in age. What is he, almost 60 years old? Like, seriously, like, it might be time to hang up the acting gig for him. Ant-Man and the Wasp. What about Ant-Man and the Wasp? You guys excited for that one? I'm mildly excited for that one. Not as much as the other two I mentioned, but still, I really enjoyed the first movie. And it could never hurt to have Evangeline Lilly in a tight outfit, of course. What about The Predator? That's an interesting one. I'm looking forward to, but I hate to use this phrase, but I'm cautiously optimistic for Predator. What about Jurassic World? Anybody interested in Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom? I think that looks pretty cool. All right, here's an interesting one. What about Solo? Anybody interested in Solo? Because I can honestly say I'm not excited for that one. I think that's one that I may pass up seeing in the theater. Of course, I say that, and you know, when it comes out, I'll probably be first in line to fucking see it. Let's see. Freak 5 says, "Oh, in Zombie U, I shut and locked a door. They spawned a zombie inside the locked room." Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Like little things that can kind of ruin an experience. Freak 5 says he wants to see Solo, so maybe I'm wrong about Solo. But like I said, I'll probably watch it. What about the Meg? The Meg looks interesting. Big 70-foot shark. I'm down. I think that could be interesting. I mean, we've already seen plenty of shark movies, but we never have seen a big-budget Megalodon movie, so I think I'm pretty down for that. Happy Time Murders looks like a cartoonish, seriously toned thing. Puppet take, I guess. I don't know. What about Sicario 2? Anybody see Sicario 1? I saw Sicario 1, and I was pretty impressed. I liked it. Oh, Rampage. Yes, that's another one. Slagar says, never seen Deadpool 1. Slagar, I would recommend watching Deadpool 1. It's a good flick. He says, sure, I'll see Solo, but less excited now that I've seen the trailer. See, that's the same thing. I saw the trailer and I was not impressed with the trailer. Freak 5 says Ant-Man and the Wasp. Yeah, like I said, I'm definitely looking forward to Ant-Man and the Wasp. Sicario 2, I'm down for Sicario 2. I like that. Ready Player 1, not so much, man. Like, I don't know. We'll see what the critics say about Ready Player 1, but I'm not really... I mean, nostalgia plays a good part of what I watch, but that's one that I'm not, you know, I mean, it just looks like a hodgepodge movie. You brought up another good one, Freak 5. What about Pacific Rim Uprising? That's good. Not interested in Wrinkle in Time. Did not like the trailer for that. So there you go. Let's see. Christopher Robin. Maybe. Could be okay. Disney's Christopher Robin. Ocean's 8. Are you guys fans of the Ocean's 11 franchise? This one's with all female cast, which I guess I'm down. I don't know if I'll go to the theater to see it, but you know, looks okay. I think I've seen some vignettes of that. Does this sound interesting to you guys? White Boy Rick, the story of teenager Richard Wersch Jr., who became an undercover informant for the FBI during the 80s. And was ultimately arrested for drug trafficking and sentenced to life in prison. Jennifer Jason Leigh, Matthew McConaughey, and Bruce Dern, and Eddie Marson. So that sounds interesting. I wouldn't mind watching that. It might not be one I see at the theater, but, you know, I'll watch it. Alita, I have zero interest in. I do not care to see Alita Battle Angel. Freak 5, that's another good one, man. Creed 2, I really enjoyed Creed 1. Creed 1 was good. Wreck-It Ralph 2 for sure. Skyscraper, not much plot details there, but it stars Dwayne Johnson. I did see the Super Bowl kind of preview of that. It looks exciting. I'd go to the theater to watch that for sure. The Rock's cool. The Spy Who Dumped Me. It says a pair of friends embark on an espionage adventure after one of them finds out her ex is a spy, starring Sam Heughan, Gillian Anderson, Mila Kunis, and Justin Theroux. Meh. Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation. I am not interested. It stars Adam Sandler, Steve Buscemi, Andy Samberg, and Selena Gomez. So I like the second one okay. The first one's all right. It just doesn't, it's not a great move. Those aren't great movies to me. I'm not a big fan of the Hotel Transylvania series. What about The Nun? This is the hotly anticipated horror movie in the Conjuring universe. Priest named Father Burke is sent to Rome to investigate the mysterious death of a nun. Stars Thaisa Farmiga, who's Vera Farmiga's sister, and she's really good. Bonnie Ahrens, Damien Bichir, and Charlotte Hope. I'm down. I'm down for The Nun. I liked her appearance in The Conjuring 2, so that's good. Dungeon Buster says, I'm kind of meh on Solo 2, and we'll probably see 3, but Summer Vacation seems like a bad theme for vampires. Yeah. I might see it. Depends on if it's getting good reviews, I'll check it out. If it gets something like 70-75% from the critics, I'll go see it. Anything less than that, I'll wait. You know, see it at the you know, cheaper theaters, maybe DVD. Skyscraper looks like Towering Inferno remake with The Rock, and he'll watch it. Yes, Dungeon Buster, I thought the same thing. I will definitely see it. What about this? Captive State. Nobody's talking about this movie. It's a sci-fi thriller set in a Chicago neighborhood nearly a decade after an occupation by an extraterrestrial force. Captive State explores the lives on both sides of the conflict, the collaborators, and dissents. It also stars Vera Farmiga. We were just talking about her. Madeline Brewer, John Goodman, and Machine Gun Kelly. I think anything Goodman's in, I'm kind of in. So that one might be one that I check out at the theater. So Equalizer 2, plot unknown, sequel to the 2014 film The Equalizer, which is based on the TV series about a retired agent who's hired for vengeance. Antoine Fuqua directs, stars Denzel Washington, Pedro Pascal, Bill Pullman, and Jonathan Scarf. Mild interest. Not sure how to feel about the new Predator film. Kind of hard to top the Schwarzenegger original. Nothing's ever going to top the original Dungeon. But I think I was kind of encouraged by that Adrian Brody movie, Predators. I thought that was pretty good. Plus, I think Shane Black is directing this, and he was in the original. So he knows what it. I'm guessing he knows what it takes to make a good Predator movie. I Feel Pretty. It's a comedy starring Amy Schumer, Michelle Williams, Emily Ratajkowski, Busy Phillips. No interest, but maybe someone will change my mind. A woman struggling with insecurity wakes up from a fall, believing she's the most beautiful and capable woman on the planet. Her new confidence empowers her to live fearlessly, but what happens when she realizes her appearance never changed? It's got an interesting premise, but that might be a rental. Crazy Rich Asians. Never even heard of this, but it's a PG-13 comedy. Three wealthy Chinese families prepare for the wedding of the year. All right. I haven't sold me yet. I need to see something. I was watching Hackers early today. I wonder if a reboot, maybe a sequel, could be good. You know what? That movie's kind of underrated, man. Let's see if we can get Breakman in on the combo here. Let's call. Come on, Breakman. Get on the phone. Breakman is in the house. What's up, Breakman?
Hey, yo, what's up?
We're just talking summer movies, what we're excited for. I did all the news. I did everything. Is there any Twitter comments or questions, by the way? You have no idea. All right. Well,
I'll log into Twitter. I don't even have our Google up yet.
Don't worry about. Don't worry about any of the news. I got all that out of the way. What have you been playing, Break? Anything spectacular or the same shit?
Really, the same shit. Yeah. A little bit of Halo Wars and South Park on my phone. And nothing really interesting has happened. Did you do what you've been playing already?
I have.
I had a question. I keep seeing you playing a game called Cody or something.
Cody?
What is that game?
Recode?
Is that what it like? It's K-O-D-I.
Oh, no. That's that. That's Ancient Chinese Secrets, man. I can't divulge what I've been doing on there. But Cody is just an add-on, like a video add-on. So you can pretty much imagine what I've been doing with Cody. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to imagine what you've been doing with Cody.
Yeah, you definitely don't.
It's none of my business.
You definitely do not. You definitely don't. No, it's basically a video client for, you can put XXX stuff on there, but there's like movies and other things. But, what about, have you seen Shape of Water yet?
No.
I want to see it so bad, man. It looks really, really good, man. I told Bridget that, we might go, after the show to see it. Depends on how much money I got left after eating. But, yeah, man. Freak Five says Amy Schumer is fucking hot. I think she is hot in a weird way.
Hot in a weird way.
What? Yeah. She's not like typical Hollywood hot, you know. She's got a little extra weight on her, and she's not like typical Hollywood. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't fit the mold. I think that's what's kind of sexy about her. I also watched Charlie's Angels Full Throttle. I'm sorry, Freak Five.
yeah, we're sorry about your loss.
Yeah, sorry about that. So what are you
looking for? The loss of time and, life you'll never get back
from. Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry you lost 2 hours out of your life. What are you looking forward to seeing the most this year? break. Is there anything?
Oh, there's a bunch of stuff I actually want to see.
Yeah, well, let's go through it. What do you
Well, Black Panthers, is that out now or is that
next week?
It's a Friday.
It's out next week. Yes, I'm definitely.
I'm going to Florida, so I'm probably going to wait until I'm in Florida and maybe catch that in one of those.
Yeah, that'd be really fun. See it in a different state, man. Hell yeah. Yeah.
But May is. Oh my God, May is like jam packed.
May has a ton of movies. Isn't that when Avengers come out?
Avengers Infinity War.
Yep.
Deadpool 2, which have you seen a new trailer for Deadpool?
I did see it. It looks good, man.
It's one of the best trailers I've ever seen.
I did not like
He whoops out little toys and the character starts playing with them. Like,
that sold me, dude. Like, I watched a little teaser and I wasn't impressed by the teaser, but the full trailer did definitely, you know, made my list of movies that I want to watch.
I want to see those two. Let me see. There's also Incredibles 2. They finally released the trailer for Han Solo.
Yeah,
and now I'm actually interested.
I wasn't. I looked at the trailer. I was not interested that much, but maybe you can change my mind before it comes out. I'm sure I'm going to go see it, but you know, it's like,
well, I'm such a diehard Star Wars fan.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard for me not to say no when I see new Star Wars.
Yeah,
like,
see, it's the same thing with me, dude. Like, I'm not as big a Star Wars fan as you, but it's like an event. You know what I mean? So you have to kind of go see it. What about Incredibles 2? You interested in that, Brake?
I thought the first one was all right. Like, yeah. I wasn't as gaga for it, I think, as a lot of people were.
Yeah. No, I liked it,
but it was just like, as far as like the Pixar movies, I still thought Toy Story was a better movie.
No question about that. I think Toy Story 3 was probably the best of the bunch, which is kind of weird that a sequel can outdo its predecessors. Freak 5 says, nothing weird about Amy Schumer's hotness.
It was weird for you to say, like, she's weirdly hot. Like, that's just kind of weird.
It is, but, like, I don't know. There's just something about, you know, that there's those people that aren't, like, traditionally super hot, but there's just something about them. You know what I mean? Like, there's just something about them that you like and you can't quite put your finger, like, everybody can look at somebody like Scarlett Johansson and say, man, that she's just a drop dead bombshell gorgeous, right? Like, I don't think anybody can say that she's not really pretty. Is a Solo in 9, you think he's gonna show up? Really? I don't know.
No, what? That's not what he said.
What did
he
say?
I hope they will introduce new characters in 9. He didn't say.
Oh, that could show up in 9. Yeah, I see. Okay.
Yeah, you really misread that, man.
I did.
Glasses.
I do have my glasses on. How dare you?
Sorry.
What else are you looking forward to? You looking? What about the new Mission Impossible?
I've heard that Mission Impossible's been good. I've only seen like
They're good.
I stopped after that John Woo one. Like, I wanted my money back. Like, God damn you, John Woo.
I like Rogue Nation. All right. I don't know. I got to see what people are saying about Mission. I'm not going to go with what critics are saying because typically critics love this series with impunity. So I'll wait to see what people say about it before I go out and spend my money. What about Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in that one. That's not coming out in May, though, is it?
No.
That's coming out later in the summertime. There's something else coming out in May. I need to check movie releases.
Yeah, I got movie releases up on the screen, but it doesn't break it down by month. What about The Predator?
I haven't seen anything about The Predator. I didn't know there was a new Predator movie.
Yeah,
actually.
It's coming out. Dude, Shane Black's directing it.
Oh, I did hear they were working on that. I didn't know it was coming out this year.
Yep.
Ooh,
that's
interesting.
Yep. It's a sequel to the first film, so that's going to be interesting. Hopefully Arnold does a cameo. That would be kind of cool, kind of tie those two in together.
It's not going to, like, get rid of the second one, is it? Because I like the second Predator.
I like the second one, too. Everybody gives the second one shit, but I actually liked it.
I liked it. Like, the other Predators of it – well, you know what? Predators was actually – I liked that one, too. But not,
I like Predators.
I thought Predator 2 was actually good.
Yeah, me too.
Predators, I liked it. It was a fun movie.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was particularly good. And then, like, then they had the Predator versus –
Oh, fuck.
Versus Predator.
Like, we don't even want to talk about that, man. That's a disaster movie right there. But Predator 2 was in. I really liked the ending to Predator 2. I thought it had a really slick ending. So, that's really what you want from a movie is to like maybe tease something that's coming in the future. You know what I mean? But it's like like kind of exciting, like surprise. I don't know. What about Jurassic World?
I haven't seen the first one. I still need to see that. Oh, there's a new X-Men movie coming out this year, huh?
I think there is.
Yeah, according to this, X-Men Dark Phoenix will be coming out. That's kind of redundant, isn't it?
I know. Freak 5 says everyone has different tastes, so someone is either attractive to you or not. Yeah, well, you can have middle-of-the-ground people, too. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what I was hinting at with Amy Schumer. Like, she's not, like, Hollywood super gorgeous or anything, but there's just something about her. I don't know. He also says LOL Hackers 2 could have had the main character married with kids, working for the FBI to try and catch hackers, and finds out that the hacker has been tracking is his kid. Actually, that's a nice little twist there, Freak 5. Write the script. All right, Solo we talked about, of course. I said a little bit like I'm not super excited for it, but I might be closer to the time when it comes out. What about I talked about this earlier, the Meg, about a megalodon. You down for that?
I haven't heard of that.
It's a high budget movie with Jason Statham.
I hadn't heard of it. I'll have to look for that, too.
Yeah, man.
I do see Chaos is still talking about a Hackers 2 sequel.
Yeah, I just
He said, apparently said really that. Wants that.
I just said that. Yeah.
I'm just saying he's still, like, he was talking about it earlier, and he brought it up again. That movie was a lie. It went out of its way to try and convince us hackers are the good guys.
Yeah, I know.
We know that for a fact they're not the good guys. Like, right. We know there are reformed hackers that are working against those hackers, but we know most hackers are just fucking out for their own whatever personal interest. You know?
What about Alita, Battle Angel? You down for that? Because I am not. I am 100%.
Is that an anime or is that live action?
Yeah, it used to be anime, but now it's the live action.
Live action? I don't know about live action.
I am not interested. I saw the previews for that. I am zero interested in Alita, Battle Angel. Skyscraper? I saw a preview for that during the Super Bowl with Dwayne Johnson. I was impressed. I think that's going to be pretty decent.
Well, I think Dwayne Johnson makes everything better just by being
there. I agree, man. He's like become the go-to guy for almost any movie. The Nun. Interested in The Nun?
I haven't heard of The Nun either.
The Nun is a offshoot of The Conjuring. I don't know if you've seen The Conjuring.
Oh, Conjuring is good. Yeah, I like those.
Well, you remember The Nun in the second one? It's going to be a spin-off.
You mean the ghost?
No, The Nun.
Or the demon?
Yeah, the demon. Valak, yeah. Okay. I think was the demon's name. Yeah. I'm down. I'm down to see that. Cool. Hotel Transylvania 3, any interest, break?
There were one and two.
So that's a no. Let's see. I'm trying to look down the list. Superfly. Goddamn right I'm going to go see
Superfly. A remake of Superfly?
Yes. Huh. That's weird. Stars Jason Mitchell, Trevor Jackson, Andrea Londo, and Lex Scott Davis. So.
I was hoping you were going to say Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor.
Really? He's alive? He exists?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Oh, Meg shit. Wait Griffin. A minute. No. Superman exists or we're fucked.
Teen Titans Go to the movies. Any interest? Teen Titans?
Oh, not Go. I want to. I'm a lot more interested in the other Teen Titans properties that are coming.
Yeah.
But Go can go away.
You know what else? What else I could give a review for that I forgot to put on my list? Break is Gotham by Gaslight. It's out on DVD now.
I can review a series. That I watched recently, but we're talking about movies, so let's
get well. Series or movies, man? Like,
we're talking about movie. What's right. Coming out on movies?
Gaslight, Gotham by Gaslight's really cool, man. It's like kind of an alternative universe with Gotham as a set in a Victorian age. You know, man, and it's got Jack the Ripper in it. It, dude, it's got nice little plot twists and stuff, and I liked it, man. It was a good time. What about
shut up, Meg.
Yeah, shut up, Meg. Slender Man. Any interest?
No.
Yeah, me neither. The first Purge. This is the next Purge movie. Have you seen any of the other ones?
No.
I am definitely interested in this. I love the concept of the Purge. Not all the movies hit the mark, but some of them really do hit the mark. And I'm excited. Plus, it stars Marissa Tomei, one of the oldest, hottest actresses in Hollywood. Hottest older actresses in Hollywood, I should say.
I just would like to say, if this somehow gets to her in any way, he's the one who called her old.
Older.
I did not say that.
Dude, of all the actors, of all the older actresses in Hollywood.
That was at Frank Branches.
Yes, that directed towards me. I will take any and all criticism. Marissa Tomei, man. She is, she's definitely a looker, man. She's, wow. Anyways, so that kind of runs down the list, man. Anything else you've been looking forward to? Okay, you were talking about, what series did you watch?
Shows. There's like upcoming TV shows. Have you seen the trailer for Jessica Jones
season 2? Yes, I'm excited, man. The first season was
really good.
Yes, the first season was awesome. I expect more greatness out of that series. That was kind of an
I was wondering. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say that's kind of an unheralded Marvel series that nobody talks about, man. But it was good. I thought it was really good. What else?
Stupid mute button. I was kind of wondering how the second season was going to go without Purple Man because he was a scene stealer, you know?
Yep.
He was a really good villain. And spoiler alert, if you didn't see it anyway, there's no way he'll be in the second one. He was a great villain. So I was wondering how they were going to do it. Daredevil season 2 was really good, and I think it definitely helped that they added the Punisher to it. They keep it, I think, almost as good as the first one, but it really did lack the villain. Yeah. I mean, he's probably the all time greatest villain, I think.
Kingpin.
Vincent D'Onofrio is the Kingpin.
D'Onofrio, like, yeah.
However you pronounce his name, sorry, dude.
What about, can we get a Fantastic Four movie, a really good Fantastic Four movie with Doom? Because Doom is, fucking an amazing villain that they have fucked up time and time again. Fox has fucked up that villain more than anything, man. I think Marvel needs a villain like Doom. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad they have acquired Fox because now they got access to Fantastic Four, the X-Men, all the villains. You know, they can call things mutants now instead of whatever.
I know. Like I said before, last time it's like I kind of want them to just reboot the whole universe right now.
Yeah.
So they can add the X-Men.
Yeah.
I don't, but at the same time,
Yep.
But then you'd go off completely new actors and stuff, and it's I still want to see Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
Things have to come to an end at some point. Slagar, thanks for joining, man. He says, well, folks, got everything updated. Gonna go mess with his new Xbox. Good show to me. I'm gonna be back next week. Right on, Slagar. Welcome on back to the fold, man. Freak 5 says, slowly making his way through the last season of Black Mirror. See, I got to watch the last season of Black Mirror. I've not started it. It is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's a twisted show. It reminds me of the Outer Limits.
Yeah, for sure.
You remember Outer Limits?
Oh,
right?
Fuck, dude, come on, man. Okay. I'm older than dirt, dude. I remember Outer Limits. But
it's like that science fiction kind of like here's a warning about the horrors.
With technology more than anything. Yeah, yeah. I love it.
This is definitely wraps around is heavily into technology of the future and what evils or what good technology could come.
Yep.
Yep. Usually it's evil, though.
Yeah, exactly. That first episode of Black Mirror, first season, was an all-time episode, man. It was the one with the president of Great Britain or the prime minister of Britain and what they made him do. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody. Go watch it, man. If you haven't seen Black Mirror, it's well worth the watch for sure. Bridget says, we're not that old. How dare you, Bridget? Don't work on getting an exile. I haven't exiled even Freak 5 yet.
And Freak's talking about one of the episodes of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
He said, it's the fourth season? Oh, then I've seen I watched the fourth season, not the third season. Sorry. I've watched, like, I haven't seen all the episodes, but I've seen most of them anyway. He says season 4, episode 2 was about a technology parents used to track their children. Basically, it was they put implants in their children while they're young.
Oh, man.
And with the technology, they could see what their kids were seeing.
Oh, that's not good.
That's horrifying. But with this technology, it was designed originally for them to be as children so they could censor what the kids could see.
Oh,
which was bad enough, and that's how it actually. I don't want to spoil anything, but that's how the daughter's life started spiraling out of control. Is when she found out what had been going on.
Yeah,
she was never told that her mom was watching everything.
This is how sick.
So you watch her grow up, and she's watching, and she sees what her daughter's doing.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's the worst invasion of privacy I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, yeah. Freak 5 says, the father watching through his son's eyes as he had sex. Get out of here, Freak 5. Nobody wants to see that shit, man. Come on, man. All right. What else? Oh, any Twitter questions or comments, Break? Anything else?
I didn't see any questions. It was mostly just your comments. And yeah. And that was a back and forth for me and Eric. He wanted to slap me with a tuna, and then you mentioned something. I don't see where it is, but you mentioned something about the Iron Maiden. So obviously, I said excellent.
of course, that was a reference to. And then Bill and Ted.
Eric went over his head.
He's never seen greatness, man. He's never seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
I responded with bogus, but I still don't think he understood what was going on.
Oh man, that's fun. All right, what have you been playing? Oh, you said the usual shit.
Usual shit. Nothing special.
What's your sweeto this week, man? Let's start with your sweeto, man. I did my stinko.
No, I can't start with a sweeto.
Oh, you want to start with the stinko? Let's start.
Yeah,
with stinko.
I don't really have that much of a sweeto. Well, I guess. You know what? I guess I do have a sweeto. All
right.
So, last year, around this time, I guess a couple weeks before that, you guys remember, like, I had to run out on the show because this asshole hit Mrs. Bregman's car.
Yes.
And he completely totaled it and left chunks of it all over the place. Well, Sunday afternoon, right before the Super Bowl, I was doing a little laundry and didn't notice my phone. I was trying to get laundry done so I could sit down and watch the game, you know, relax, have beers with friends. And I noticed that I'd missed calls, and I called Mrs. Brakeman, who was talking to me from inside an ambulance because some bitch pulled out in front of her.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Her car's totaled, and she has 4 broken bones in one hand, bruises all over her body. Like, she's been
in pain, dude.
Since the Super Bowl.
That sucks.
So that was how I submit. That's how I spent my Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, no. You didn't get to watch the game at all, man.
I keep hearing it was the greatest game
ever.
It's a great game.
I
don't really care.
Oh, my God.
Because the only thing that really matters is that she's still alive.
Yeah. Oh, no question.
She's okay. She's walking around. But, like,
Mrs. Brakeman's tough as nails, man. Mrs. Brakeman's tough as nails, man. You think a car accident's going to stop Mrs. Brakeman?
Her car's totaled again, and this bitch tried to blame her.
Oh my goodness! Of course,
man. I wish I was around when she said that, because I would have.
You know, if I'm Mrs. Brakeman, I'm complaining about my neck, my back, and my neck.
It all hurts. She was in a lot of pain.
Yeah, I mean, get that money, girl. Get a lawyer. Don't sign anything.
She already has a lawyer.
Oh, good.
We're already going through that process, and it's going to be a long, grueling process.
Yeah. But when it's all said and done, you guys should have a nice chunk of change, man. But the good thing is she's A-okay. That's the first.
She's not A-okay. I mean, she has a broken arm.
Well, she's alive, dude.
A broken hand.
You know, she's alive.
I know you're in pain. That's what I just said.
Nah, she's not in pain.
She can't work is a lot of the problem. She can't work for about 6 weeks.
Oh, lost wages. Lost wages.
Lost wages. It's for real.
Yeah.
And that rent, we're going to have to charge that too. Did you bring that up to the lawyer? Okay. Good.
Personal business on Grinders. Love it.
Sorry.
It's all good, man.
So angry because she tried to say, well, like, she tried to tell the cops, she's like, I didn't see her. And then she said, well, she was speeding. Oh, wait a minute. Did she see her or was she speeding? Which one was it?
Even if she said she was speeding, how does she know? Does she have a radar?
But it doesn't matter because she pulled out in a spot where there was no stop sign. She didn't have a right of way.
Yeah.
So Mrs. Brakeman always had a right of way. This was not her fault in any way. That woman was cited.
We're glad she's not in traction or fighting for her life.
Yeah, that's as sweet as it could have been worse.
Yeah. And what about your stinko, man?
What?
Your other stinko. Did you have another stinko?
There's something else, but it doesn't seem as important now as that. But, I mean, we could do it. Let me find that news article real quick. Because, I mean, just since it's just you and me.
Yeah. Freak5 says, I passed the physical testing my new employer needed before I could start. I'm just waiting for them to let me know when I can start. Oh, so the fake pee worked for you, Freak5. That's cool. I gave you the ad advice, get some fake pee. And
I was going to say, you didn't give him the pee.
No, I did not give him the pee because he wouldn't
have
passed.
Your pee isn't passing any test.
I mean, I wouldn't even pass in Colorado, man. Like,
you start peeing and they'd say, no, it's okay, stop.
Yeah,
stop. We can already see it.
Yep. Nope, we don't even need to test this shit. Get the fuck out of here, motherfucker.
It's green, sir. You have to go.
Yeah, your pee is like toxic green, man. Get out of here. What's wrong with you? So yeah, he passed physical. That's congratulations, man. I can't wait till you start your new job and your new life, man. That's really cool. What else was I going to say? Did I skip anything with you? What have you been playing? Sweetos.
I'm trying to find that one, the story that I was, article that started like a thing on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
It's, not loading fast enough for me to. I'm trying to like a little vamp here, but it's my pee test passed the drug test. I told you that 2 weeks ago. Yeah, he did.
Look, I'm gonna try to catch you in your lie at some point, Freak Five. Like, you can't continue on with the lies, man. Like, from one druggie to another, man. Anyways, what was I gonna tell you, Brake? Shit, I forgot. Oh, it was a great Super Bowl, dude. You should watch it, dude. It was worth it. It's good. So, Freak Five says Frank's P can give you a contact high. Yeah, that's what happened, man.
That's what got him.
Yeah, exactly.
The person when Frank went to take the test, the guy in the room with him was like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck, man, I'm getting hungry.
Oh, dude, that reminds me. Have you ever seen what was it, Cheech and Chong Nice Dreams? Break.
Yeah,
you know, the very end, they have that big old van and it catches fire in the back, and those police officers like Stacy Keach and everybody was like there in Krishna suits, and the smoke is hitting them and they don't even realize it. They start eating pizza. Oh, man, I love it. He's not a druggie. Booze is his drug of choice, Freak Five says. I'm sorry to hear that. Bridget says, did you tell Freak Five he just doesn't have a chance anymore? You don't have a chance anymore with me, Freak Five. Just to let you know. Bridget wants to let you know that. Not that he ever had a chance.
I can't really drink tonight because I might have to go get and stuff like that. Well, Mrs. Brakeman can't drive.
Yeah, so. I know. Well, and you're on parole, so that's the reason you can't go anywhere. So there you go.
I know.
That sucks that you didn't get to see the Super Bowl, man. But I'm glad Mrs. Brake is at least doing a little bit better and has cast, hopefully, and all that fun stuff. Rehab's going to be a bitch, but, hey, 6 week vacation from work. I mean, you got to look at the bright side, right, Brake? I mean, maybe.
I guess.
She's like, she guess. another stinko.
It's not how you want to break, Because we're going on vacation in 2 weeks. The 22nd, we're leaving.
She'll be good in 2 weeks, dude. Like, trust me.
2 weeks.
Trust me. She'll be ripping out that cast and fucking doing all kinds of shit in 2 weeks.
She's gonna flex her muscle and pop it off. Pop.
Like Popeye and shit. Another stinko, the way the media reported the riots after the Super Bowl. I totally agree with that, Freak Five. That was ridiculous. There was no huge riots. I think they overturned one car, which obviously is not right. But did you hear what they put on the polls for, people did not climb up, which did not work anyways? They put on hydraulic oil like, you know, like brake fluid.
And that didn't stop people?
It did not stop anybody.
How the hell do people climb something with oil on it?
Dude, if there's a will, there's a way, man. Like, you're just not going to stop it. It just...
Like fucking turn into Spider-Man or some shit. Yeah. Like, stick to anything, motherfucker.
So are you looking forward to Black Panther as much as I am, Brake? Because I don't think there's a movie other than Infinity War I'm looking forward to more this year than Black Panther.
Black Panther looks good. Yeah, I want to see it. It
looks really good, man. I'm excited. Do you have any expectations for it? What do you think it's going to be about? Like, I have not seen one. I saw like a mini trailer, I think. It wasn't even like a big trailer, but I don't know what critics are saying. They haven't come out with any critiques of it yet, but it's been getting positive buzz. Like, you know, a lot of people are talking like this is going to be a huge event. So I can't wait. I'm ready for Black Panther, man. Long overdue. You know, one, I guess I could put this in a stinko category, Breakman. I was reading an article about Black Panther in the magazine called Salon. And they're touting Black Panther as if it's the first superhero, you know, black superhero movie. And I'm like, did you guys not see Blade? Like, was that, how did that, you know? And then somebody else.
Or Meteor Man? Meteor Man was fucking awesome. How about Blank Man?
Yeah, Blank Man. That's another one.
Blank Man was fucking awesome.
Exiled. Bridget is exiled. She gets the first exile.
Not a superhero, but that's great.
Yeah. Bridget says, what about 50 Shades? Exiled. That's what I got to say about that. And then she says she'll stop. You goddamn right you'll stop. Fucking 50 Shades. This is not fucking 50 Shades territory here. Let's see. You looking forward to 50 Shades, Break?
I've never seen the other ones.
Oh, God. They're so awful, man. They're so bad. Let's see. What was I going to tell you? Black Panther... about something interesting. Like, I didn't even think of this movie in this manner, but Blazing Saddles. Somebody brought up Blazing Saddles of a hero movie. Like,
but he's not a superhero.
Not a superhero.
Like, he's not wearing a costume.
No, but he is a hero.
I don't know about superhero, but yeah.
He's a hero. Like, that's
yeah,
a, that's
I mean,
a movie.
Yeah, but not a superhero.
Not
what
a
about,
superhero. What? What?
What, do you what about now? Shaq?
Shaq?
What was that? Yeah. What,
Kazam? Or
no, the that? Other one. The other one where he played John Henry Iron.
Was oh, Steel? Called? Steel?
What's that? Steel, yeah, Steel.
Yeah. Hancock. Hancock was a black superhero. Yes. No, everybody forgets about Hancock. That was a good movie. There was a rumor that someone stole an ostrich from the zoo. I hope that is true. Oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
Let's see. So I mean, Salon got that article all wrong. I even told them on Twitter. I was like, you guys don't remember Blade, do you? Like Blade is like a quintessential Marvel superhero movie, you know? So I, you know, in thinking about Blade, the second part was the best out of that series.
Mm-hmm.
Because, the first one was pretty good. Second one was excellent. Third one was ass. I have no idea what they were thinking with the third one. But yeah, I liked it. What about if, they bring out, what's his face? The Green Lantern. And he happens to be the, African American.
Oh, John Stewart.
John Stewart. Yes. Yeah. I think that would be good. Who would play him good? Will Smith? Maybe.
No, I guess Will Smith is getting older, because I'm thinking like John Stewart should be somebody who's like a veteran.
Ah, you know? Somebody a little
like not. I'm not saying old, but you know, somebody
Idris Elba.
Been on it for
what
a
about
while.
What about What's Idris that? Elba? Idris Elba.
Yeah, somebody who's like that. Got more. Somebody who's experienced, you know.
Yeah, definitely not like a person like The Rock, right? Like he wouldn't fit
right.
that.
Yeah. I don't think he'd fit that role at all.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Let's see. Bridget says you just exiled me. Yeah, I sure did. You're exiled. What else? Anything else you want to?
Freak was talking about. I've got that one story. I finally found it, but it's negative, and we're having such a good time. Like,
yeah, we'll
know,
go back to the good times.
Let's
hear it, dude. Let's hear it. We'll go back.
I want you to talk about TV shows.
Oh, TV shows. Let's do it. What else?
He's saying some upcoming TV shows. And actually, he mentions the show that I was going to talk about.
Ash versus Evil Dead.
Yes.
Yeah, man, I'm excited.
I finally got to watch it thanks to Netflix, and fuck yeah!
Did you see the second season?
Yeah, I've seen the first and two. Okay. Third one comes out later this month.
Okay, all I got to say is season 2, episode 2.
Oh my god.
That was an all-time great episode, man. Like, if you guys haven't seen Ash vs. Evil Dead, it is all that it's hyped up to be and more. It is a great series, man. I love it.
I like the car versus the teenagers. The possessed car, kind of like the homage.
Yeah, yeah. That was great, man. That was really good. He says, iZombie, Walking Dead, Gotham. Yeah. I'm kind of mad.
When is Gotham coming back? Because I want to, like, Gotham's been a lot of fun. Walking Dead,
I'm not excited for The Walking Dead, man. This season has been ass, man. Like, it's been
you're right, there hasn't been enough Negan. I mean, I can agree with that.
It's not even that, dude. It's like, all it is a bunch of, like, people firing at each other with guns. Like, there's nothing going on. Like, really, like, there really isn't anything going on.
There were a couple episodes like that, but the last episode was actually really good.
I hated it. Because that ruins the future of that show, man. Like, there's no future unless, like, I was talking to Bridget about it earlier, break. The only way that I could see them continue on with the Walking Dead going forward is if they make Judith the main character. You know, like, start grooming her to be the next generation of the Walking Dead, man. Like, because I'm thinking about Fear of the Walking Dead. The Fear of the Walking Dead is not good. It is just not a good series. There's nothing.
I was reading something. They're going to do something that this season is going to be vastly different from the last seasons.
I know they're bringing Morgan, which is a good start. Morgan's a great character in The Walking Dead. But I just, like, that series as a whole, I think it's just throwaway. I don't see a future for that show. And I was trying to think of ways The Walking Dead could go on in a good way. The only way I could think of is if they really develop Judith as a character. Like, bring her up from, like, you know.
I don't agree at all, actually.
Like, what else could they do, man?
Like, what do you mean? Like, at the pace the show is going, if you want Judith to be the main character, that won't be until, like, season 20 or something.
No.
Because they're in, what, season 8 now, and it's only been about a couple years since the end of the world.
Well, okay, let's think about Carl. When Carl first started, he was a kid, right?
I know, and he's supposed to still be a kid. And like I've said that many, I've said many times, he's one of the biggest problems with the show, because you have to, extend some disbelief, you know, because you're supposed to think of him as a child.
Well, let's
when obviously you can see him face or close up, you'd see him start like showing facial hair and stuff. Like,
Well, I think they need to just do the same with Judith, man. Let's just suspend belief and move on with
just replace her and just bring. She's like a baby now. Actually, you know, last time I saw her,
she was like a toddler.
They've been like aging her a little bit quickly. Yeah, she's like a toddler now. Last time I think she looked like she's about one.
Yeah, yeah.
Two maybe even.
Yeah.
And they're just gonna keep aging her real quickly. Next time you see her, she's gonna be like five.
Seven or
like,
eight.
Holy shit! Wasn't that yesterday?
Yeah, exactly.
How'd you get so big?
I know. Freak 5 says I've liked the season. Carl got bit. I guess that is a good reason. I'm with you. Like, I did not like Carl's character at all from the get-go, but he's the only one that I could see, like, kind of taking that series to the next generation. You know what I mean? But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think it's meant to go to the next generation. I think there is meant to be an end.
I don't think so, man. They talked about it like they would keep doing The Walking Dead as long as they had the ratings, man. Like, you know, and I just don't see what – I mean, maybe the Whispers. Bridget and I talked about the Whisper storyline. That would be pretty good. season 10, she'll have boobs. Do a time jump. I mean, what else? I mean, they've done everything else in that series. They might as well do time jumps and other things.
Yeah, those are the things that irritate me with The Walking Dead. Like, that's some of the things I liked in the comic reading it, because they take it really – day by day, so you see what they're going through. Like, you see them actually like making crops and stuff like that, and having to go out and search. and survive on the road, whereas the Walking Dead has time jumps, you know, like they skipped over.
Yeah.
The end of the second season starts out, or it goes with them on the run, and the third season starts like several months later. They've already been on the run. It's like, well, I kind of wanted to see like what survival was like.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but
see all that stuff.
I think the problem is that they can't portray a lot of those things as well on TV. You know what I'm saying? Like they just can't get the nuance that you can in a comic book. You know, because in a comic book you can kind of like you have to glean a lot from one picture. You know what I'm saying? Like the facial expressions need to be just so, and you kind of glean things off of that, and it's harder to do nuance in a show like that, I guess. I don't know. Let's see. Freak 5 says, I really wanted to see Rick die and Carl pick up the reins. I agree. Bring back Emily Kinney to play Judith. Surprise, Shane wasn't her dad. It was Herschel. Yeah, there you go, Freak 5. I don't know, man. I think it just went off the rails. I was talking to Bridget about it, and I've been disappointed in this season. Negan aside, obviously Jeffrey Dean Morgan's the kind of highlight of the show, but, you know, they really haven't given him a lot to work with. And it's just been, you know, shooting at each other the entire time.
Yeah, the only thing that really, I mean, besides you're right, there's been a lot of, like, dark hallways and gunfire, and it's kind of hard to see what's going on sometimes type things. And there was the return of that one character, and they offed him really quick, you know?
Oh, I know.
Like, oh, that was really anticlimactic.
Yeah. I am not caught up on the comics, Freak 5. I stopped at Comic 100. That's all I got up to. When they spoilers everyone, they killed Glenn. So.
Oh yeah. See, I need to catch up. I'm sometime after the war. Yeah. It's over.
Yeah. So I don't know. What else you want to talk about, Break? Otherwise, I think that's gonna do it for this episode. Man.
Like, oh man, the last couple issues. He wants to talk about the last couple issues. I can't. I'm not paying attention to that. What else we're talking about? Television shows that are coming back. The DC, the Arrowverse came back on CW Network.
Yeah, should I start Legends of Tomorrow? I hear mixed things about that series. Is it worth picking up? Right.
The first season's one of those seasons where it's like really up and down. You know, it has its good moments and like terrible moments. The second season, I think, was pretty fantastic, though.
Yeah.
I really like the second season. The third season's been kind of up and down. But the second season, they kind of went in, like, all in on I don't know how to explain it, but it was really, of all the shows, it was the most, it was like a comic book to me, second season of The Legends.
Okay, all right. That sounds okay. I don't see any problem with that. I don't know of any series that I'm really looking forward to. I know I can't wait for the second episode of Godzilla to drop on Netflix. Castlevania I'm looking forward to. You know how many times I've seen the fourth episode of the first season, dude? Like, that to me is like one of the coolest fucking, like, when spoilers, everybody, if anybody hasn't seen Castlevania, but I really enjoyed the fight between Belmont and Dracula's son. I can't remember what they
Alucard.
Alucard. Yeah, it was really good. Slagar says he's back. More downloading. Yeah, you're going to be downloading a little bit there, Slagar, when you first set up your Xbox. But
he likes Legends with me. Nice.
Yeah,
good call.
There's people that like Legends. I've just been seeing different things. He says it's kind of an American Doctor Who. Yeah, I'm down with that.
It's the most. It's the one that's most willing to go bonkers, crazy type shit.
Yeah. Speaking of Doctor Who, you know, I found out why one of our episodes was banned, Breakman. They blocked one of our episodes. It was because
I remember this.
It was because I used a just a snippet of Doctor Who music. BBC, fuck off. They blocked, I think it was episode 470. Nobody can even see that episode because we used like a less than 30 second clip of fucking Doctor Who music. I'm like, really? You guys are that hard up with your IP that nobody can even fucking help promote your stupid ass show with your, not even the show. I could see if I showed like, you know, like a minute of the show or something, but fucking less than 30 seconds, Doctor Who, whatever.
I know, or it's not like you said, and it's Doctor Who, and then we flash penis or some shit that. You know, so like there was no bait and switch, and there was just like just the mention of it. It's ridiculous. Yeah, wait, should we be mentioning it now?
Yeah, maybe. Slagar says, American Doctor Who. What is this? No, we were talking about Legends of Tomorrow, Slagar. That was what Freak Five said, but
He said it's kind of the American Doctor Who. It's like I've never really seen the Doctor Who.
At least it wasn't the Power. He says Slagar says at least it wasn't the Power Rangers. Oh man, that's a reference to when I got my account banned on fucking, what was it? Was it Ustream or one of them? Because I was like,
I think it was Ustream,
showing people Power Rangers.
you'd been doing it for a while up until that point, and then they're like, no, like you showed good movies. Then you have to pull this crap. Well, we gotta put a stop to this.
And right in the middle of when we were having Grindr movie night, watching The Crow too, which made it even worse, man. That's a good movie. Yeah. All right, that's all I got. Unless you have anything else, break. Like my voice is cracking, anyways, dude. I gotta go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was an article that I was reading about Roman Polanski.
Ooh.
And, I mean, if you want to talk about that, we could do that.
Let's do it real quick.
Okay. This article comes from The Guardian, which is a heavy left-leaning. If you like left-leaning news, I think it's one of the best places to get it.
Yeah, Guardian. Okay.
What's that?
Yeah, Guardian's okay.
Okay. Let me kind of summarize this article. Basically, the writer is talking about Hollywood's reverence for Polanski. Mm-hmm. Not just and she goes into a bit of detail about him. Let me go ahead and start. On the 1st of February 1978, after 42 days in jail, Polanski fled the U.S. while awaiting final sentencing, having pleaded guilty to unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and on those facts, as she says, everyone agrees. There's no one who denies that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are no hazy conspiracy theories or anything like that, she says, and I'm going to move forward. There are some quibbles about who said what, but generally agreed facts are as follows. In March 1977, Polanski, who was then 43, took a child, Samantha Gailey, now her name is Geimer, who he knew was a 13-year-old, to Jack Nicholson's house to take photos for a magazine. He filled her with champagne and Quaalude, and then they had sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And from there, like that, there's disagreements. Like he says, she was willing, and she says otherwise.
Well, as a minor, you can't be willing. There's no
right. Well, right. But I'm just saying, he says, you know, he still stands by that. In fact, we all agree that he had sex with a child, which is
yes. Right.
And then he fled to Europe.
Yep.
But in truth, for many British and U.S. actors, working with Polanski never lost its cachet.
Yeah.
And this is what I was talking about. Like, apparently, like, he still gets a lot of support. He has worked with Sigourney Weaver, Harrison Ford, Johnny Depp, Ewan McGregor, Pierce Brosnan, Kate Winslet, to name a few, since then.
Yeah. Here's the problem, though, Rake. It's not the actor's fault, right? It's the studios for hiring Polanski over and over and over again.
Maybe, but I think later in this article, that's kind of disproven.
Okay. Actually. Wyland's in chat. What's up, Wyland?
So right. I'm going to keep going on. And this is where I really started getting pissed off with reading this is – she's talking about today, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Many of actors have appeared in his films. When Winslet was asked last September whether she had any qualms about working with Woody Allen, another director accused of child rape, mm-hmm. she said, having fought it all through, you put it to one side and just work with that person. Woody Allen is an incredible director. So is Roman Polanski. Mm-hmm. I had an extraordinary working experience with both of those men, and that's the truth.
I don't think that there's anything untrue about that, Blake. That could be true. You know what I mean?
You're saying you work with but that's no.
Right.
Where
right.
it really gets in. When Harvey Weinstein's story broke last October, the reaction among the movie industry was wide-eyed shock that someone with so many of them knew worked with could be a rapist. What? I mean, come on. The Me Too movement, like, this is a big thing.
We know
this is going on. I didn't know. I don't tactically approve of rape, said Meryl Streep. And yet, only a decade and a half earlier, Streep had stood and applauded when Polanski won Best Director at the 2003 Oscars.
Yeah, see, now that's a different story. If you want to attack moral character, that's different from... Because, dude, there's no denying Polanski's a great director. Like that, I mean, it's like saying O.J. Simpson was a bad football player. That just doesn't make sense.
So what?
Why? Yeah, I agree.
You know, at this point, everyone knows since before I was born that he is a child rapist.
Yes, I totally agree.
So working with him, you were agreeing to work with a child rapist.
Yeah.
I
agree with you, Blake. There's no question about it. Like,
yeah,
I'm just
you were defending all the people.
I'm not defending. Like, what I'm saying is, like, sometimes, like, for instance, if I were to go to Hollywood, right, and I have an agent, and I, you know, when you're in Hollywood, you have wranglers, what they call wranglers, like celebrity wranglers. You have agents. You have studio heads. You have a lot of things that kind of dictate what you do in the industry. And if you don't follow that, like, let's say there's a movie directed by Polanski and my agent comes to me and says, you know, you got to take this movie, man. It's, you know, Polanski's directing. It's got Paramount backing it. You know,
see,
the money's there.
If it was like that, I would agree. But the thing is, these actors were begging for him.
Yeah, see, that's
most,
now
most
that's,
of these actors went and begged to work for Polanski.
That's completely.
It wasn't the opposite way around.
Yeah, that to me is abhorrent. There's
most
no
of
question.
The big stars that we know, the people that worked with him, most of them begged to work with him.
Let's say I had A-list status.
And she even says here, and yet for the past 40 years, many of them actors who say they are against such things as child rape have fallen over backwards to work with him and defend his artistic credentials.
Yeah, that's unconscionable.
And, which is kind of what you were doing for the moment ago too, which is kind of like you're saying, well, like, oh, he's so good at this. Like, we have to put that aside because he's good at this. No, I
did not say that. Now, that I didn't say, man. Like I said that he's a good director, and it's true. If you've seen the movie The Pianist, the direction in that movie is outstanding. Now, I'm not a fan of Polanski at all. I think he should be rotting in jail right now.
I've never seen those movies. I refuse to watch them.
Yeah.
Anyways, Deborah Winger described Polanski's arrest in Switzerland in 2009 as Philistine collusion. That's what I'm saying. These actors are defending him right now, today.
Dude.
Even when they're going off on Weinstein. Listen, reactions to Weinstein come soundtracked with the distinct sound of bandwagon jump with Me Too, like everybody obviously jumping on him. But when you mention Polanski or Woody Allen, these actors, with a few exceptions. Here's one from Kate Winslingen. Bitter regrets I have at poor decisions to work with individuals with whom I wish I had not. Sexual abuse is a crime. It lies with all of us to listen to the smallest of voices.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one person who's, you know, there are very few people that are speaking up against them.
I agree.
And but even then, she didn't name either one of them when she did that.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Blake. Like, I have a little bit of insight on Hollywood. I knew a lawyer that was really well connected in Hollywood, and there was, I don't want to mention names because I don't want to stir up anything, but he said there's a reason why it's kind of known as Holly Weird and not Hollywood to the elites over there. I mean, shit like that, dude, like the stories that I've heard break, like, ooh, man. And all this Harvey Weinstein finally coming out gives you a good indication of what Hollywood is, man. They don't give a rat's ass. There's too much money involved.
That's kind of my point of this is the actors who, I have thought a lot of it, you know, they're victims and they're stuck in the industry, like you were saying before, but they have the choice to work with guys with like Polanski. And she, for the purposes of this article, reached out to everyone who's ever worked for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find where it is, but let me see.
You know what I could equate it to, Brake? It's like when people talk about Hitler. Like, I think he's universally reviled as probably one of the worst, if not the worst, human beings to ever live, right? I mean, I think we can agree on that. But even Hitler was good to his family. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't an asshole to his friends and family. So it's the same thing. Like, they view Polanski as, like, I'm not defending it by any stretch because I think, like I said, the guy should be in fucking jail. Like, there's no
excuse. Yeah, and in this article, she also likes to point out that he wasn't just accused once. He has numerous accusations.
Yeah.
He's convicted of raping a child.
Yeah,
but he has numerous accusations of other women he has violated.
Was it either him?
And he wrote an autobiography where he states specifically in it that he likes having sex with teenage girls.
Oh,
young
gross.
Teenage girls.
It's like Roy Moore, man. Like, he has no qualms. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ugh.
I didn't contact the filmmakers who signed a 2009 petition demanding Polanski's release, including David Lynch, Wes Anderson, and Martin Scorsese. Again, some ignore me. A couple will talk off the record. Some are too busy to talk at all. This is what you got from the actors, too. Alexander Payne is currently focused on his new baby. Tilda Swinton would like to graciously pass on being interviewed. Only one person who signed a petition agrees to speak on the record, actor Asia Argento, and who she has since accused Weinstein of abusing her. She said, I was asked by friends with the Cannes Film Festival to sign in. I foolishly went along. That's no excuse, and it's a decision I regretted almost immediately and have regretted ever since.
Yeah.
The more I've learned about the original case and subsequent events, the more horrified I've become. Yeah, these actors are not being tied. Nobody, like, forced them to do it. They didn't get called up and say, well, I mean, maybe there are one or two, but for the most part, these actors were falling over themselves to do it. And now, since Argento went public with her allegations against Weinstein in October, a lot has been written about how the film industry will no longer cover up abuse. But I ask her how it feels to see Polanski, a convicted sex offender, still held up as a celebrated director, and what it says about the industry's true feeling about women and girls. Yeah, well, she's obviously not happy about it. While researching this article, I had a couple of off-the-record discussions with actors and filmmakers about their true feelings about Polanski. One admitted they regretted their previous support, given the new allegations, but couldn't bring themselves to say so publicly.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly, I heard people insist their friend is not a rapist.
Aye, aye, aye.
They trotted out familiar references. The Holocaust, the fact that he was married to Sharon Tate, who was murdered by a cult.
Yeah.
His mother died when she was pregnant, too. And then they say things like, he served his time.
Oh, my God. What time has he fucking served? Like, he's been living the high life up in fucking Switzerland or wherever the fuck he is, man. Fuck that guy.
Yes, this is what's going on in Hollywood today. Like, the big name people, anybody who's worked for him, for the most part, they all support him.
Yeah. Well, did you see the Quentin Tarantino shit with Uma Thurman? Who, by the way, Uma Thurman outed Weinstein too. He tried to come on to Uma. Who didn't Weinstein try to bang? You know what I mean? Like, or harass, or you know, all that type of stuff, or even rape. Like, there's even reports of him being a rapist and, you know, forcefully forcing somebody to have sex with him. So, you know,
Here's a quote from Polanski. The year after he fled the U.S., he said to a interviewer named Martin Amis, he said, judges want to fuck young girls. Juries want to fuck young girls. Everyone wants to fuck young girls. Hubert Humbert realized that young girls don't really know whether they're willing or not. The act of pedophile stealing childhoods, says Amos. The act of pedophile stealing childhoods. Polanski, you since has never even tried to understand this.
Polanski's a piece of shit.
After Tate was murdered in 1969, when Polanski was 36, he spent time in Gstaad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that is. Poland, Germany, sounds like one of those countries. Where he slept with schoolgirls aged 16 and 19.
Aye, aye, aye.
Who were, he writes, this is in his autobiography, more beautiful in a natural cultish way, like a horse, I think, than they were, ever would be again. In 1976, he met Natasha Kinski,
and
according to his autobiography, slept with her. When he then learned she was only 15, he continued to sleep with her for several months.
Yep.
He wrote in 1986 he met the woman who would be his next wife, the actress Emmanuel Singer.
Yeah.
He was 51. She was 18.
You know, Natasha Kinski is an interesting one. She's the chick off of Species. I think she denied that she ever even slept with him. Like, I think she was, like...
Natasha Henstridge?
Henstridge.
You're talking about.
Yeah,
Natasha. This is Natasha Kinski.
Oh, Natasha Kinski. Okay, I got him wrong. Natasha Kinski, I think, denied ever sleeping with Polanski.
This is in his autobiography.
But maybe
I'm saying, this man admits to sleeping with 15-year-old and 13-year-old girls, and people defend him. They go out of the way to defend him.
It's indefensible, man. Like I said, Hollywood is Holly weird, man.
It's Holly disgusting. Holly needs to be flushed down the toilet or something.
Yeah, I agree. And there's people like, I'm still waiting for the allegations against Quentin Tarantino to come out, man. What was that one movie where he was with Uma Thurman and Uma Thurman put her foot in his mouth, and there was like stories about how like that was kind of unscripted, and he has kind of a foot fetish, and
and more episodes from Polanski's autobiography. He describes grooming Gailey on the drive to the photo shoot. I asked when she first started having sex, he writes, as if that's a normal thing for a 43-year-old man to ask a 13-year-old girl. That interjects this writer, obviously.
Yeah.
At Jack Nicholson's house, she tells him she's thirsty, so he gives her alcohol. We weren't saying much now, but I could sense a certain erotic tension between us. Gailey sensed something different, according to her grand jury testimony. She repeatedly asked him to take her home, and she was afraid of him. When he started kissing her, she told him, no, keep away.
Mm-hmm.
When he performed oral sex on her, she was ready to cry and asked him to stop.
Yeah, yeah. He's a sick dude.
But here's how Polanski describes it. He describes it as making love so heavily you can practically hear hear heavy breathing. There was no doubt about her experience and lack of inhibition. She spread herself and I entered her. She was not unresponsive.
Yuck. Of course she wasn't unresponsive. And you know what? Here's a funny thing, right? Maybe the girls that he totally fucking statutory raped, maybe they did like it because sex feels good, but that doesn't mean they weren't.
Make it not rape. Yeah,
yeah, that doesn't make it not rape.
Just like the teachers who raped boys. I know a lot of people are like, oh yeah, I wish I had the teachers like that when I was a kid. Like, it's a rape. Like, those boys, 98% of them have screwed up lives after that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No question about it, man. Like, it's totally rape.
It might not be 98, but it was over 90%.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's rape. You're taking advantage of a child who doesn't have a developed brain to understand what's going on.
No, I totally agree, Brake.
In response to that, I put this article on Twitter because I liked this article a lot, and I wanted people to read it, and I got a lot of, oh, that's great and stuff like that, and like, these people are horrible, and what about Woody Allen? I'm like, I mentioned that motherfucker too.
Woody Allen, I'm not a fan of his directing or his personal life. Really is. Him and Polanski are fucking – we've talked about Polanski on this show before, Brady.
I know we have.
Yeah.
It's just that
that's a great
thing
great
about
article.
Her article that really it spoke to me, like really made me just pissed off, was that she went back and asked, like tried to get interviews with all the actors, all the directors or direct writers, whatever the people who worked with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And only a handful would respond, and it was with total support, Most of them are like, I'm not going to say something bad about him.
You know what's
so
funny?
So anyway, on Twitter, someone pretending to be Samantha Geimer tweeted me in response to that. He said, he is not a monster, and I am not an eternal victim for your amusement. Yeah, you're also not the real Samantha Gamer.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. And then somebody else, I don't know what country they're from, because I don't know what they're trying to tell me. But they were defending, I think they're defending, because they liked the other tweet from the fake Samantha Gamer, so I think they're probably the same person. But the first one was in actually Jesus. Can't talk.
You didn't even do any news today, man.
I haven't even drank anything, dude. I still can't talk. So anyway, this other tweet from the first one was SJGEIMER, and no, that's not a fake. That's not the real Samantha Gamer, because she was she had a response. I know she's not defending him, because just a couple days ago, like Tarantino said something about him, and she had a pretty like response to him, like rape and stuff like that. So I know she's like still like not whatever. Yeah, she wants it to go away, because she wants the media to leave her the hell alone.
Yeah, I
agree. So which is another reason, like, I know that was fake right away. Like, she wants the media to leave her alone. She's not going out looking for it.
Yeah.
So anyways, this other person sent me the tweet, K V O I L E R at K-V-O-I-L-E-R. No one order forbid defend Polanski. What a fortune. I don't know what the fuck that means.
what a fortune. That's funny, man. Hey, we got to go, man. We're running up against it. My throat's kind of hurting, man. Good discussion on that, man, for sure. I'm glad you found that article.
Sorry. I know I was like kind of like yelling at you. It's not that.
Not at all.
I'm kind of somebody got to go back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh, and there have been superheroes mentioned as being in Black Lightning world. So they're talking about the Arrowverse.
Okay.
And right now, Black Lightning is not a part of the Arrowverse, but I don't see how they couldn't. They made Supergirl. Supergirl wasn't originally a part of it, and they added it.
Yeah. Why not?
I would like to see Black Lightning added to it.
I've heard a lot of good.
Black Lightning's been good.
Yeah. All right, break.
Oh, by the way, Black Lightning also out before the Panther. Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go.
So also Black Lightning, another Black Superhero.
That's a good point, man, for sure. Cyborg. What about Cyborg in Justice League?
Oh, yeah, Justice League. There you go.
All right, break. Your plugs.
You can go see Black Panther, the first super Black superhero next week.
Yeah.
Or you can follow me at @break_man and at RP Grinders, and you can ask us something on Twitter.
Yeah. We say the words on air. Let's see.
How disgusting it is, just ask.
Exactly. Just ask Freak 5 how disgusting things can get on Grinders. All right. My plugs, at Frank Branches. Follow Eric. Eric wasn't here this week, but at Eric RPG. He does a lot of good work writing reviews for websites like BostonBastardBrigade.com. What else does he do? He does TotallyGN.com. And a couple other websites. Support his Patreon. Eric RPG's on Patreon. Look him up there, Eric Kelly, if you can't find it under Eric RPG or Funny T-Man. Follow his YouTube channel, Funny T-Man. He does snack reviews. He does all kinds of stuff on his YouTube channel, so you can support him there as well. Thank you guys so much for joining. I don't know what else. Oh, watch Victor Crowley. Are you a fan of the Hatchet movies, Break?
No, I haven't seen those.
Oh, they're good, dude. It's just schlocky fun, really over-the-top, gory, fun time. Funny movies. Go see that. Go see Victor Crowley. It's a good flick. It's typical Adam Green. So there you go. And that's about it. That's all I got, unless you have anything else, Break.
No.
All right.
I got a cat on my lap.
There you go. Stay safe this weekend. Ooh, you got a pussy on your lap? Anyways.
the solo movie, the preview for it does have me a little bit interested.
Yeah. All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
Oh, yep, Storm from the X-Men. Oh, wait, but she's a woman. She doesn't count. Oh, I meant, oh,